Come on, let's lift up the name of Jesus Christ. There is none other in heaven or on earth. Welcome to another episode of Hope in Christ with Denise, here on Kingdom Influencers Broadcast, where we place our hope in the only hope there is, Christ our Lord.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Hope in Christ with Denise here on Kingdom Influencers Broadcast. I'm your host, Pastor Denise, founder of Hope in Christ Ministries, and I welcome you back to today's show. We thank you for joining us from all over the world, wherever you are. Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. Again, we just welcome you here to Kingdom Influencers Broadcast, where we spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so today, before we get started, I'm going to open us up with a word of prayer. We have a phenomenal author that is interviewing today. She's going to share about the word that God has given her through the book that she wrote. And we're going to just have our chat and enjoy talking about the Lord. So I'm going to open us up with a word of prayer, and then we'll begin. Father, we thank you, O God, for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for this woman of God. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for this platform, being able to spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, Father, we thank you, O God, for those that are listening, and we pray that their ears will be open, their eyes will be open to see you and know the truth and not follow a stranger. Lord, we thank you and we praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. So again, thank you all for tuning in to Hope in Christ with Denise here on Kingdom Influencers Broadcast. Here at Hope in Christ, we are healthy, we are overcomers, we have purpose in Christ Jesus, and we maintain an eternal perspective as we walk in our true identity in him. And so without further ado, I am going to introduce our guest author, Christine Ayala, and she has a phenomenal book that God has given her, and we're going to have Christine to tell us a little about herself first.
Well, hello, hello, everyone, and thank you so much, Denise. I'm so honored to be able to share my story and this word with you and your listeners today. My name is Christine Ayala, and I am an author. I've written a few books, and the latest one is called Shalom. And I've been in ministry for most of my life, so since the 80s, really, I've been involved in ministry. And the first few decades of my ministry life was as a worship leader and a Bible study leader in women's groups and women's ministry. And then God kind of turned a corner for me, and I started to write and to speak and to share a message that he just planted inside me, and it just burns. I have to share it. I can't not share it. And so that's what I'm doing now.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for your obedience, Christine. So tell us the title of your new book and tell us a little bit of why you chose that title.
So the book is called Shalom, Nothing Missing, Nothing Broken, How to Be Whole in a Broken World. And I actually got the idea for the book, 10 or 15 years ago. But I didn't know really what it was about. I hadn't lived enough of my story out to actually write it. But in the last 10 years, I've experienced a lot, and the Lord just really laid it all out for me and showed it to me. And it kind of culminated a few years ago when I was in Israel. And I went to a relatively new site that they just uncovered, which is Magdala, where Mary of Magdalene is from, and where Jesus healed the woman with the issue of blood and Caiaphas, or not Caiaphas, the leader of the synagogue's daughter. And while I was there in Magdala, I had an encounter with God where I just felt completely overwhelmed, and he kind of put all of this in me. And when I got back from Israel, I fasted and I started to write, and it just poured out of me. And now it's this book. The reason I chose that title is because shalom is a word that we've heard before, and we usually translate it to mean peace. And we always think that when Jesus or people in the Bible were greeting each other and saying shalom, they were saying, oh, peace be with you, brother or sister or something like that. But that's not really what it means. And I did several interviews while I was in Israel, and I researched it. And what shalom means is complete, that nothing in you is missing and nothing in you is broken, that you are whole. And so when the Hebrew people will greet each other with that, that's really a blessing. It's like, hi, brother, I hope that everything is well with you, that you are complete, that you don't lack for anything. And that's what that greeting means. And when, well, I don't want to get too far into it because I'm going to talk about it some more about in the book, but that's the reason I chose that for the title.
Wow, wow, wow. And that has always been, like you said, a translation where we think it means peace. But wow, it's just more profound to know that you're saying complete, that you are complete, and not missing anything or anything broken. So thank you for sharing that. The next question is, what do you want people to take away from your book? What do you want them to walk away understanding?
The most important thing that I want people to understand is that God created them to be whole. God created me to be whole. He created you to be whole. Every single one of us, he created to be whole. And the problem is that we live in a world that is broken. And in this broken world, surrounded by the problems and issues of this world, and the influences of evil and darkness, it has caused all kinds of problems for the children of God. So even though God wants us to be whole, because we live in this broken world, as the word tells us over and over again, you know, the trouble in the world isn't going to go anywhere. You're going to have it with you always until Jesus comes back again. And so the message in this book and in the Bible study that goes with it, pardon me, is that there is a path for every single one of the children of God to be able to experience God's completeness and that blessing of wholeness in their lives. You do not have to live in brokenness. You do not have to live suffering from the traumas of the past. You do not have to live with it. You can absolutely be healed from it and move past it so that you can live whole again. You know, stuff has happened to all of us, whether it happened to us as we were children or as adults. We've all been betrayed. We've all been hurt. Many of us have suffered physical trauma or injuries or defects or sickness that has caused problems in our lives. But whether or not God physically heals us, and he does heal people, but whether or not he does, there's still a path for you to absolutely live whole in this world. And that's the message that I want to get out there.
Amen. I totally agree. And I just think about, as you were talking, I just think about my journey to complete and wholeness in Christ. And it is so true. God does not want us broken. And I remember just recently I told someone, I said, if the Bible tells us whom the Son set free is free indeed, then he doesn't want us bound by relationships and, you know, just different things. So thank you for that confirmation. So I pray somebody's listening to that so they understand the power of God in our lives.
Amen. Amen.
And my other question for you is, do you have any other goals for your book? I know, like you said, you want people to be whole. Have you thought about doing workshops or anything else with your book?
What a great question. Yes, I definitely have. I'm trying right now, since I just released it during a pandemic, which is not the best time to release a book. I also wrote a full 8-week Bible study or course to go with it that's designed for any small group or individual to really go deeper. The name of the study is Your Journey to Being Whole, and it helps people go step by step and to walk through whatever it is that might be causing them to feel like they're broken or like something is missing in their life. And perhaps, you know, something has been taken away and is missing. But it takes you, anybody who does the study, on a path to going deeper with God to the point where he can replace whatever is missing to make you whole again. And he doesn't just put duct tape on you and say, oh, go along your merry way, child of God. He actually makes you whole. He heals it. He doesn't repair our hearts. He gives us new hearts. And that's the way God works. And so the study takes you through this. And my goal is to get this study into the hands of the people of God, because the church is full of walking wounded, people who have endured some kind of trauma or loss that it's damaged them, and you know, they're strong and they believe in God and they believe in the Word, and so they pick themselves up by their bootstraps and they pray and they move on with the strength of Christ, but they're still broken or they're still wounded inside, and that's not what God wants for us. He wants to heal us. He wants to make us whole. And if I can get this message and this book and this study into the hands of people all over the world, but especially in the American church, I know that the healing that will take place will transform the way that we minister, not just to each other, not just inside the walls of our churches, but to those who are outside the walls who need Jesus. And so many of us who have been in the church, you know, maybe all our lives, we're in this state of the walking wounded, and we're doing our best, but people can see some of that brokenness. And so if we're trying to share the message, but we don't have that testimony of healing, because healing is a sign for the unbeliever. It's not just for us. It's a sign for the unbeliever that God can make you whole too. And if we have that witness and that testimony to share with people, the church will flourish and the work of Christ will be done. And that is my ultimate goal.
Wow, wow. I was trying not to unmute and say anything. And while you were talking, it's just amazing, God's way of doing things, because I just believe everything what you were just saying wholeheartedly, because I was that person. I sat in the pew, loved Jesus, but I was broken. And and it wasn't until I allowed God to heal me that I'm able now to tell women and girls that Christ can heal you. So thank you for just again for your obedience and sharing your testimony and sharing what God has given you. So thank you for sharing that, because it's so needed. I think we don't talk about the brokenness enough. I think we kind of skirt around it, but we don't talk about the brokenness that Christ can do in our lives. And so, again, thank you for sharing that.
Oh, absolutely. It's my honor, but it's also, it burns inside me. I can't help but to share it. I love the Lord, and what he's done in my life, I will shout from the rooftops.
Amen, amen. So my next question is, and I know I usually ask this question on the podcast, is how would you approach someone who just does not believe even in God at all? So how would you help them to get to just that belief and then knowing that he can heal whatever has happened in their lives?
The best thing that I know, and the way, well, what I always do is I try to make sure that they know that I hear them, and I don't ever argue, because it creates them a defensive mechanism, and then they close their ears, basically, because they're arguing. And so I always try to approach anyone, but especially an unbeliever, with just love. And you know, the word says that they will know us by our love. So if I show them love and compassion, and I listen before I speak, before I share, it softens their heart and it opens their ears. And then I just share a testimony about how God healed me and set me free and blessed me. Because there's nothing they can argue with if I do that. And then I talk about how Jesus really wants to do that for everyone if they'll just open their heart.
Amen, amen, amen. My next question for you is, what has been your favorite scripture as you wrote, you know, as you began to write? What is that one scripture that has just kept you in your writing process and everything that God has just poured out to you?
That's a really interesting question. I would have to say it's really the same verse. It's always been the verse that kept me going through anything that I went through, and that is Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And you know, I've gone through some really rough things, and that's always been the verse that got me through. And writing wasn't so much a rough problem, because as I wrote, it just poured out of me. But it's what comes next. It's putting everything in order and editing it and putting it in the right form and getting it formatted and working with the publishers and all of that. That's the part that's really hard for me. And so I can do this. I can do all things through Christ. Christ gave me this book. Christ will take care of all of these other things. I just need to keep walking and trust him to do his part. And that's how I did it.
I agree that process is, it can be a bit much. But, yes, we can do all things through Christ. And so the next part is, asking that, if you don't mind, if you would read an excerpt from your book.
Sure. Just let me pull it out here. And get some light. So I'm going to read from the first section. What does it mean to be whole? Complete, with nothing missing, nothing broken, and in perfect peace. Have you ever felt like that, like you were complete and nothing in your life was broken or missing? Physically, I've never been whole. I was actually born with a hip that wasn't fully formed, and although doctors corrected it, there were lifelong consequences in my body. Later in life, God miraculously healed my body. Did he make me whole when he healed me? Yes, I believe he did, although I didn't really understand it at the time. And he left the scars on my body as a testimony, a reminder of what had happened and how he had healed me. Similar to each time he did something magnificent in the Old Testament, and the Israelites would establish a memorial or an altar to commemorate it. Not a single day has passed that I don't remember his faithfulness to rescue me from pain. Physically, on this side of heaven, we people aren't truly whole, even if we seem like we're the picture of health, because our bodies start breaking down even as we start growing. This is the curse of sin and death in the world, and yet God heals. And when he heals us, he calls us whole because he can see us completely in light of eternity. He called me whole. He calls me his daughter. He calls you his sons or his daughters too. This doesn't mean that there aren't scars or that things in the past never really happened. On the contrary, the scars are there as a testimony so we don't forget what he did and so others might believe. Even Jesus has scars, and he's definitely whole. Do we need physical healing to be whole? Well, what does the Bible say? I'm going to read a passage from Mark. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, many people gathered unto him, and he was near to the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray you come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live." And Jesus went with him. And many people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the crowd behind and touched his garment. For she said, "If I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole." And immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that disease. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around and about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole." That's Mark 5:21-34. So this woman who had the issue of blood for 12 years, she was desperate. She had money, but she'd spent it all on doctors who not only couldn't help her, but had made it worse. What's more, she was always unclean. What does that mean? That she needs a shower? No. In the Hebrew culture, it means that anyone who touched her was unclean for that day, and anywhere she sat or slept was also unclean. So no one could sit in the same chair or sleep in the same bed as she did. An unclean person could not partake in any activity or any of the required sacrifices at the temple either. She wasn't permitted to make a sin offering. So, according to the law, her sins were not atoned for. If she had been married, and she probably was, her husband couldn't touch her, touch where she sat, or sleep next to her without also being unclean. The same would apply to her children, if she'd had any, And she probably did. She was undoubtedly an outcast, abandoned by her friends and avoided by everyone, including her family. And she lived like that for 12 years. Living like that would make anyone desperate. When she pressed through the crowd, the woman would have touched many people. Since Jesus was walking with the ruler of the synagogue, many of them would have been religious leaders and elders in the community. It's likely everyone in town knew her and knew that she was unclean. She was taking a great risk to be there. Perhaps she thought if she could manage to crawl through the crowd, no one would see her or stop her and publicly humiliate her. The scripture tells us that she said, not that she thought, but she said, if I can just touch his clothes, I will be whole. So look that down. This woman living on the shores of Galilee would have been speaking Hebrew or Aramaic just as Jesus did. The word she used for whole here is shalom. The Hebrew word shalom comes from the root shalem, meaning wholeness or completeness, and its frame of reference throughout Scripture is bound up with the notion of wholeness. However, the New Testament was written in Greek. Like the Hebrew word shalom, the Greek word translated is sozo, whole, complete, nothing is missing, nothing is broken, in perfect peace. In spite of all she had endured, this woman had enough faith to be made whole by Jesus. This event actually occurred in the same area where Jesus had called many of his disciples and given the famous Sermon on the Mount. It's also just a little way down the shore from Capernaum, where Jesus settled once he began his public ministry. He performed many miracles nearby. Clearly, she had heard of him. And she initiated the encounter, but Jesus knew instantly that she had been healed. Jesus wanted everyone to know that this woman was not only clean again, but that she had faith, the kind of faith that made her whole and healed and clean, able to worship and able to offer her sacrifices to God. When he called out, "Who touched me?" he already knew. He had to know who it was. But she was doing everything she could not to be noticed. Having been made whole in spite of her fear of the crowd and probably of Jesus himself, knowing she had actually touched the holy man and many others in the crowd, making them all unclean, she was trembling and she came and fell before him and testified to everyone. She declared that, believing in his power, she had touched him and had been made whole. Imagine the gasp from the crowd, her community who knew her. Imagine the anger and the animosity they instantly felt toward her. Imagine her fear. Yet Jesus responded with the utmost tenderness. "Daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour.
Amen.
So that's
amen,
an excerpt.
Thank you for sharing that. It sounds amazing. And I love that scripture with the woman with the issue of blood. That's one of my favorite scriptures of how she didn't pay attention to anything else. She just got to Jesus.
Yep.
And I think if we would all just get to Jesus, and just get to Jesus and get past everything else, all the other fluff and everything else, we will be, like you said, we will be made whole. So thank you for sharing that.
No, you're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
And one of my other questions just before we finish is, what or who has been your inspiration as a writer? I like to ask that question as well. So what or who has been your inspiration that you can think of as just God giving you the words to write?
You know, it isn't one person. I'm very inspired by my children. Both of my sons, I raised them in the Word, but they both took wrong turns for a while, and they both overcame addiction and problems with the law and all of this, which is hard, but they overcame it with grit and faith. And I'm so inspired by them. I'm proud of them. And then they would say the same thing of me, because I've overcome a lot too. I had physical disabilities. I was in an abusive marriage, and yet God absolutely delivered me from it all, and I don't smell like smoke. He has taken such amazing care of me that, you know, honestly, the Holy Spirit and His work in my life and my family and His faithfulness is my inspiration. It's not any one person.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. And then the last question I have is, how can people, first of all, how can they connect with you? And also, how can they purchase your book? Because this is something that is truly needed in the earth in this hour. So how can they reach out to you, and how can they purchase your book?
It's very, very easy. The easiest and quickest thing to do is to go to my website, which is my name, ChristineAyala.com, or just go to the book site, which is www.shalombook.net. And you can, there's links to order the book, there's links to contact me, there's links to a daily devotional that I write there, and all of the ways to connect with me on social. I'd love to speak with anybody who would love to talk. And I just love to answer any other questions that people have. I just want to share and give back.
Thank you again, Christine, for coming on, and feel free to let me know when you want to, you know, come back. I truly was blessed by what you have shared today. And so I usually pray out, but I feel led to have you pray us out, because again, this was such a blessing. So
it is my honor. I'm glad to. Oh Lord God, I just thank you so very much for your word. I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit, and for the work that you do in and around us every day. Father God, I just ask you to open our hearts and open our eyes to see what you're doing even today, even right now. I ask you right now that you would show us the brokenness and what we're experiencing in our own lives and how much you desperately want to heal us. Father God, I just ask you right now to work in us and through us to bring that healing to pass and to show us your shalom, that we could hear you say, daughter, son, your faith has made you whole, and that we could share it with others and help other people experience the glory that you have for us. Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for Denise, and I just ask you to bless her right now in Jesus' name. I ask you to fill her and to spread her message to the ends of the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. So again, thank you for coming on the show. You have been a true blessing, and I just pray that God will continue to use you mightily in your message that he has given, and that people will hear it, and they will begin to just surrender all of their pain to Christ. And so, again, thank you for coming on.
Amen. Thank you for having me, Denise. Thank you very much.
You are quite welcome. And thank you all for tuning in to Hope in Christ with Denise here on Kingdom Influencers Broadcast. And here again at Hope in Christ, we are healthy overcomers. We have the purpose of Christ, and we maintain an eternal perspective in Christ Jesus our Lord. Have a phenomenal rest of your day, week, and just in Christ. Amen.